WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good Monday morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. All but one of College Station's public schools are east of the freeway, but that could change with the proposed purchase of additional property at tomorrow night's board meeting.
The board agenda includes buying 41 acres on Sebesta Road, bordered by the freeway in Foxfire, for future construction. The sales price is $2.3 million. Tomorrow's agenda also includes approving a contract for additions and renovations at Consolidated Middle School and Oakwood Intermediate. The overall project cost, $5.5 million, matches the original estimate. During the board workshop, a date could be set for the next management oversight meeting to discuss construction, and administrators could receive direction on forming a committee that'll consider the next round of redrawing attendance zones. Tomorrow's College Station School Board workshop starts at 5, followed by the regular meeting at 7. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tomorrow's Bryan City Council agenda includes a proposal to improve the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team. This is after Bombers owner Uri Gava made a presentation to the council a month ago. Gava says the team has invested almost $1 million over the last 10 years at Nutrabolt Stadium and Cellucor Field.
And that investment includes improving the concessions, improving the restrooms, improving the concourse area, improving the field, the netting system, and the list goes on and on and on.
Tuesday's request calls for the city spending $464,000, with the Bombers reimbursing the city $139,000 over a five-year period. This would take care of everything requested during Gava's presentation, including new bleachers, replacing the outfield fence and light bulbs, a new irrigation system, and a video scoreboard. A Bryan man who was found guilty by a Brazos County District Court jury last month for beating his ex-girlfriend nearly 2 years ago is headed to prison. A visiting judge pronounced sentencing Friday for 31-year-old Ronald White, who received 40 years for breaking an eye socket of the victim and cutting her on the hand with a knife. The district attorney's office sought 50 years and White 30 years for an offense that could have resulted in a life term. This sentence will not begin until after White completes a 15-year term for burglarizing a home in 2009. According to prosecutors, White, who was 6'4" and nearly 300 pounds, said he struck and stabbed the woman in self-defense. The victim is 5'3" and 117 pounds. While in jail, White assaulted another inmate, made multiple threats to detention officers, and destroyed county property. We're a month away from more than 400 Special Olympics athletes participating in regional games at College Station High School. Coordinator Randy Daniels says volunteers are being recruited not only for the track and field, tennis, and cycling, but in other support roles.
Help time their events or help measure their events. You can help out with food and help distributing and putting that kind of thing together.
Registration information is online at sotx.org/springgames and look for the Heart of East Texas tab. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 39 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
So there you go. It's 6:09. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of sunshine, and that sunshine is going to lead to temperatures climbing up to 65 to 70 today. Today looks to be the coolest out of the next 3 days. Clear tonight, a little bit milder. Lows will be near 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, warmer, 75 to 80. Clouds will increase tomorrow night. We're breezy, we're milder. Lows 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy, breezy, chance of showers on Wednesday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the A&M basketball team advancing in double overtime in what some is being called one of the best tournament games ever from yesterday.
Or worst.
True. It was
got a lot of you and I fans out here.
Yeah. It was an exciting game, to say the least. A&M women's basketball gears up for the second round of the NCAA tournament today at Reed Arena. More there. Aggie baseball and softball get series wins over the weekend as well. More of that, too, coming up in sports at about 6:50.
So later on today, let's see, new DVR ratings are out for TV shows for those of us who cheat and don't watch when we're supposed to.
You're one of those kind.
That's right. What people, what ladies buy when they're drunk on the internet. We have that for you. And if this happened for everybody, Nepal's tourism would really be booming. Prince Harry of England, on a visit there, he was presented with 5 virgins on his visit to the country.
I'm sorry? Speaking of drunk shopping on the internet.
I know. I'm looking at that. I'm going, wow.
Is that roughly average?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, do you eat more or less?
The 5?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like if they did that for everybody, then the tourism would be unbelievable.
Well, a lesser leader would be, what, one or two?
Well, I don't know. Or just if it's a regular person wandering in, do they get more than one? I'm not sure. Anyway, they greeted the prince and... one of the women named Elisa Awale, she's 18, said, quote, I've seen him before on television. I was really excited about meeting him and was wondering what he would be like. We freaked out when he was in front of us, but it was really quite a happy moment. We welcome him with open hearts to Nepal and hope he enjoys his visit.
Okay.
Have they seen pictures of some of the stuff he's done? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
He's a prince.
That's right.
What girl doesn't want to be a princess?
You know it.
Information.
And you know, it's I guess there has to be some sort of protocol because obviously you have to return that gift. You can't be taking that with you.
Well, is that gifted then to the state like it is our president?
See, I don't know. If he were a president, there'd be a museum for that kind of thing, or they'd put him in storage.
I see.
But since they're people, I don't know you could do that.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yep, that'd be us. It's 6:13. It's a Monday, I know. It's back to that 5-day gruel. Some people got 3 days off. Some people got more than that. Some people took more than that, you know. Did you happen to be on the freeway at, 7 o'clock last night? Probably any number of people racing in here from Houston or headed off to Waco to get back to school. Because I know they're all getting up for their 8 o'clock classes this morning. Because that's what college students do. All right, it's day 81. 285 of them to go. It's the beginning of Aries, that sign. Yes, spring is here, right?
It must be.
Yeah, okay.
It feels like it.
Yesterday was the first day of spring.
Yeah. It does. Well, it does, but, you know, I don't. But yesterday was really a perfect day to
beautiful.
Do work outside, for instance, or be outside. You know, if you got out in the open, the wind was up pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, after about 10 o'clock in the morning, it was okay. I went out and wandered around and cleaned up weeds and junk. It was perfect weather for that.
I almost had to throw on a light coat for the riding mower.
Yep. What?
What?
Riding mower?
Oh, I was in San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah,
helping out the family homestead.
Yeah, because, I mean, when he's at home, he's got a goat on a leash. So. Yeah.
You know, every time that commercial comes on for Dish and the Settlers.
Yeah. Somehow, Patrick, we think of you.
Patrick, you bounce into my head. I can't explain why.
It's really true. Anyway, it's a Single Parents Day. It is Common Courtesy Day. It is International Day of the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Is there like a banner?
Wow.
Yeah. And why do we need a day for that? Let's see. It's also World's Down Syndrome Day. Again, probably ought to be talking about that more than one day a year. It's Poetry Day. It's Memory Day.
Huh?
Yeah, really. Fragrance Day, California Strawberry Day, and French Bread Day. All those would sound pretty cool, but it's also Schmeckfest.
Which is?
This weekend and next. Big deal in Freeman, South Dakota. They've been doing this for 57 years. Features bratwurst, sauerkraut, noodle soup, not sure what that means, stewed beef. What do you mean, boiled beef? Or I don't know, we'll look it up. Fried potatoes, lettuce salad, and an evening musical. It's a German festival.
This website is decidedly German.
Yeah, okay. Can't read the words?
No, I can read it, just the design.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. Why don't you look up stewed beef while we do birthdays
okay.
and find out about that.
Clint's kid, Scott Eastwood, is 30 years old from The Longest Ride, and he's in the new Suicide Squad and Snowden. Those haven't come out yet, if I'm not mistaken. Son, okay. Equa Martin Green.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't watch The Walking Dead. 31 years old. AP, Adrian Peterson from the Minnesota Vikings, 31. Derek Whibley is 36 from Sum 41. He's Canadian. Kevin Federline is 38. Rachel McFarlane is 40. Seth's younger sister, who does the voice of Haley in American Dad.
Oh, okay.
Jay Davidson is 48 years old from The Crying Game. Jonas Joker Bergen from Ace of Base is 49. Matthew Broderick is 54. Rosie O'Donnell, 54. Gary Oldman is 58 from the Harry Potter movies, and he plays Jim Gordon in the Batman movies. Roger Hodgson is 66 from Supertramp. Rose Stone, 71, from Sly and the Family. And Timothy Dalton, widely considered the worst James Bond, is 72.
Well, yeah, you got to be famous for something. So 617, so what do you find out?
The German word, apparently, for stewed beef is Dampfleisch,
okay.
which reads sort of like damp flesh.
Okay.
I don't know if it translates literally, but.
Okay. But that
he's had beef stew. I don't know how that's different.
Well,
than
that's what I mean.
Beef. Yeah,
well,
sure.
Well, stewed beef, but does that mean they just put it in water and boil it for? Well, then they call it boiled beef, wouldn't they? Okay. But it's also French Bread Day.
Mm.
And exactly. If it's well done,
mm-hmm.
The French have been baking those long bread sticks for over 200 years. But it was only in 1920 that the current baguette that we know came into being. A law was passed in France in 1920 that prohibited anyone from starting work before 4 a.m., making it impossible for French bakers to get their traditional breads baked in time for people who'd go off to work. Volé, the equivalent... oh, I'm sorry. Voila! No. The quick-baking baguette was born. So there you are. And in any movie that takes place in a big city where anybody is shopping someplace and they've come from the grocery store, isn't there always a baguette sticking out
yes.
of the...
Yes.
And
it is,
of course,
a rule.
I don't get that. It's kind of like, why is there a woman always in bed and she has the sheets up to her neck? You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those rules of moviedom. All right.
I did not notice those.
What?
Well, both of the things you said, I had not noticed them.
That's true. But again... A law that was passed that said you can't.
That's
start...
what I. That's what I noticed. No wonder the Americans kick butt.
Well, that they take 6 weeks vacation,
yeah.
right? And they expect the government to pretty much take care of them. And they haven't won a war in how long? Just saying, all right? 620.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
As Republican Party elites continue their secret meetings to plot the demise of presidential frontrunner Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, I'd like to take a moment to remind everyone of what the RNC said after Mitt Romney's loss in 2012. and the RNC's own autopsy report after the last presidential election. Well, one of their suggestions was to let the nominees be picked by voters themselves and not by any outside forces. Quote, it would be a mistake for any one organization to think that it can circumvent GOP voters and handpick our nominees. No one has a monopoly on knowing who is the best candidate. The electorate ultimately makes that decision. Washington should not try to dictate candidate choices. Voters will ultimately decide. Well, the establishment must stop trying to usurp the will of the people.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WGA.
Hey, are you looking forward to maybe getting a tax refund? Well, so are these identity thieves. Now, all these identity thieves need to file a fake tax return is your Social Security number and your date of birth. The IRS reports that nearly $6 billion in fraudulent refunds were paid out during the 2013 tax year due to identity theft. And even if you're not getting a refund, well, those identity thieves can use that information on your tax documents to commit other crimes, like opening credit card accounts with your information. Now, it can happen long after tax season, all year long. Free credit monitoring won't do a thing to help fix an identity theft problem, whether it's tax-related or not, but LifeLock will. If you're a victim of identity theft, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists that will work to resolve your case so you can have the peace of mind all year long. Now, that's something to look forward to. Memberships are just $9.99 a month. Call now, 800-440-4836, or go to their website, LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code Hannity, and you get 10% off of your membership. That's 1-800-440-4836 or lifelock.com.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. The widening gap between the middle and upper tiers of home prices is making it harder for people to trade up, tightening inventories and pressuring prices. The analysis by real estate tracker Trulia found that fewer mid-range or trade-up homes came onto the market over the past 4 years in metro areas where prices of high-end homes rose the most. Mid-tier homeowners are less likely to try to sell if premium homes are out of their reach. Airbnb is putting down roots in Cuba. The online booking service is letting travelers from around the world book stays in private homes in Cuba. The move comes after Airbnb got special permission from the Obama administration. General Mills has spent years reformulating cereals like Trix to remove artificial flavors and synthetic colors. Investors will find out this week whether the effort has paid off or whether the muted colors have turned off loyal customers. The Minneapolis food giant set to report quarterly earnings on Wednesday amid a slumping cereal market. On Wall Street, futures a bit higher. That's your money now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. I think we've pretty well established that absolutely no one is perfect, even dear old mom. But she is the closest by far. Some women look at men as unique fixer-uppers, and vice versa. Well, a new survey asked people what bad habits they want their significant other to fix. And the results say they hate that you smoke, aren't thrilled with your weight, but probably have no problem with you going out and getting bombed. 79% of people who are with smokers say they wish they'd quit. 59% say they wish their partner would lose weight. Only 21% wish their partner would cut down on drinking. This is the part I found most surprising. Honesty appeared to be the number one answer, albeit boring, for you to change your bad habits. In other words, just come out and say it. Now, let's look at a better answer. 3% say they'd figure a way to reward you for breaking your bad habits. And 1% said they'd threaten to make it happen. I'm a sucker for a treat, so bribery is not beyond the realm of possibility. And it certainly works with my 7-year-old. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Good morning. It's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Going to have another really pretty nice week as far as the weather is concerned. About 66 for a high temperature today. The winds will be out of the south later on this afternoon. Won't be very much at all. Clear tonight. 48 will be our low. Then around 75 for a Tuesday. We'll be at 80 for a Wednesday. Then we have a 50-50 chance the shower is going to have the wind shift around a little bit, be a little cooler on Thursday. That'll be 66 or 65 or so will be our high. Then Friday we're looking at, Good Friday will be 70 degrees, and Saturday we're looking at about 76. So pretty good weather, and again, middle of the week we might have a slight chance of some shower activity out there, but aside from that, I think all ought to be pretty good. Right now we got clear skies out there, full moon, or pretty close to a full moon, too, and it's 37 degrees.
The Greek hero Odysseus traveled in a ship. You travel in a car. Odysseus dealt with the cyclops, storms, and sirens. You deal with 18-wheelers, storms, and sirens. Odysseus traveled 10 years in his ship before reaching home. You want your car to last 10 years so we can get you from point A to point B fast and with no problems. Meet Pete the Greek, who is heroic when it comes to car repair. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. The guys at Pete's are just plain good at auto repair. Your life is an odyssey. Make sure your car's up to the challenge. When your car needs service or repair, take it to the Greek, Pete, at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn College.
Being able to learn new skills is important as technology changes, but it's also harder to do as we get older. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Each wicker basket comes with a fabric liner and the design you choose. Then it's filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny, all for just $19.99. Plus, you can have a name embroidered on it for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally embroidered, all for just $19.99. And your personalized basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 1313. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 1313. Personalcreations.com. 1313.
It's likely you will change jobs or careers more than once in your lifetime, which means doing something new.
If you're going to be doing something new, something you haven't done before, you're going to be bad at it. That's the nature of noviceness.
Erica Anderson, author of the book, Be Bad First.
You're going to be slow and clumsy and have to ask a lot of questions and make mistakes and have to try things over and over again. We don't want to acknowledge that. So we have all kinds of mechanisms in place to avoid that novice state. We pretend we know. We avoid things that are new to us. And the great learners I know, what they say to themselves is, I'm going to be bad at this to start with. That's inevitable. And I can get good at it.
Powering up your curiosity is also critical to mastering a new skill.
In fact, there are scientists who believe that curiosity is a drive in babies and small children, like hunger and thirst are drives. So if you've ever been around kids, you can see it. I mean, they're relentless. They're asking questions all the time. They're trying things over and over and over again. And then what happens by the time we get to be teenagers, it gets socialized out of us. It gets so that it's much cooler to already know stuff and be cool and no, I got that, than that four-year-old saying, what? How does that work? Show me that again. And it effectively just stops our learning.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. Nearly $500,000 of improvements at the home field of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball will be considered by the Bryan City Council tomorrow. The proposal calls for the Bombers to reimburse the city $139,000 or 30% of the cost over a five-year period. Last month, Bombers owner Uri Gava said this would be the city's first cash investment since new restrooms and a parking lot were added in 2008.
The Bombers have put in a lot over these 10 years, an investment of almost $1 million.
Gava also brought up the Bombers were 15th in the country in summer collegiate baseball attendance per game and for the season last year.
And again, like every year, over 150 baseball games were played there at Travis Field, Selicor Field. And those games are not just Bombers baseballs games. Bombers season is 30 games plus playoffs. So the last few seasons we've been playing 30 something games. So last year we had 33 total home games and then still over 100 other baseball games happening at Travis Field.
The council is being asked to use unbudgeted general fund and or hotel occupancy tax money for the improvements, which includes new bleachers, replacing outfield light bulbs and the outfield fence, and getting a new infield, irrigation system, and video scoreboard. The College Station School Board is ready to purchase more land for future construction.
A $2.3 million contract is part of tomorrow night's meeting agenda. The location of 41 acres is on Sebesta Road, which is east of the freeway and west of Foxfire. Purchase price includes $80,000 for the demolition and removal of an abandoned house, a detached garage, two previously demolished barns, and two private water wells. Another contract up for a vote tomorrow night is another piece of the bond issue approved by voters last November. Renovations and additions at Oakwood Intermediate and Consolidated Middle Schools, along with furnishings and equipment, will match the $5.5 million overall project cost. During the board workshop, CSISD administrators could receive direction on forming a committee that will consider the next round of redrawing attendance zones, and a date could be set for the next management oversight meeting to discuss future construction. Tomorrow's College Station board meeting starts at 7, following the workshop that begins at 5. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Not only is this the time of year for March Madness, A&M spring football, and baseball, more than 400 Special Olympics athletes are preparing to come to College Station next month for track and field, tennis, and cycling.
Range from ages 8 and up, all the way into the 70s, 80s, and sometimes even 90s.
Randy Daniel, who is one of the coordinators and coaches for the spring games, says volunteers are needed for the events and other support roles.
You can be a fan in the stands and just cheer on the athletes. There are ways to help out with being kind of behind the scenes. You do not have to even have any kind of experience in sports to be a volunteer. We are glad and excited to take anyone who has a willing heart and working hands.
Registration information is online at sotx.org/springgames. Look for the Heart of East Texas tab. A month after a Brazos County District Court jury did not buy the claim of a 6'4", 300-pound man who struck and stabbed an ex-girlfriend who was 5'3" and 117 pounds in self-defense, a visiting judge decided punishment. 31-year-old Ronald White of Bryan could have received life in prison. He sought 30 years, and the prosecution asked for 50. The judge split the difference and ordered 40 years, which won't start until after White finishes a 15-year term for burglarizing a home 7 years ago. The victim of the attack in July 2014 left the victim with a broken eye socket and a cut on her hand. The district attorney's office noted since White's arrest, he has threatened multiple jail officers, assaulted another inmate, and destroyed county property. And prosecutors also brought up White served two prior 15-year prison terms for burglaries. A judge has ruled that the family of Sandra Bland will get to see investigation reports from the Texas Rangers.
Bland was found dead in a Waller County jail cell 3 days after she was pulled over last July for not using her turn signal. Trooper Brian Insignia lost his job after he was charged with perjury in the case. Attorney Cannon Lambert in Chicago says the family has wanted to see exactly what the investigation showed for quite some time.
To that extent, I think they're more encouraged. It's no victory because ultimately justice looks very different than just being able to see what an investigation reveals.
The family is suing the ex-trooper plus Waller County and jail staffers. The trial is set for next January. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
College Station Animal Control is looking for a dog that bit a jogger in Central Park. The man said he was running Thursday night around 7 when he passed around a Hispanic woman who had her dog on a leash. The dog jumped on the man and bit him on the leg, and the woman and dog fled the scene. The dog was described as a medium size and yellow in color. Anyone with information is asked to contact College Station Police so the dog can be observed to rule out possible rabies exposure. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 39 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Easter Sunday is the last Sunday of this month on March 27th. To place orders for lilies on this special day, contact Green Teams. Green Teams gives churches a discount on all lily orders. Easter lily orders must be submitted by Monday, March 21st. To order Easter lilies, contact Susie Gallagher with Green Teams. 823-7551. That's Susie Gallagher with Green Teams. 823-7551. Green Teams.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Good morning, it's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
High pressure covers the area this morning. We're off to a cool start, but it'll warm up as we head through this week. Lots of sunshine for today. Highs will be 65 to 70 this afternoon. We're clear overnight. Lows near 50. Mixture of clouds and sun. Breezy tomorrow. Highs 75 to 80. Cloudy up tomorrow night, breezy with lows of 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy, maybe an afternoon shower Wednesday, with highs of 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, man alive! Never thought it!
Nobody did last night. We'll have more on Texas A&M basketball heading to the Sweet 16. The ladies are playing to try and get to the Sweet 16 tonight live at Reed Arena. We've got an update also on baseball and softball, who got series wins over the weekend. All that and more in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody did.
Nah.
Yeah, maybe the guys on the bench, maybe the guys playing on the court. But if you say you believe they could come back and take it to a double overtime, you're lying.
Yeah. Well, and how many people did turn it off?
I did.
Yeah. You know,
we were down 9.
Sure. That was
Dave
it.
South had already mailed it in.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think.
And I understand.
Yeah.
I was with him. He was right.
Yeah, there were.
Until he wasn't.
There were 15 people who hadn't mailed it in. Yeah, and they were all sitting over there on those close-up seats on the bench. It's something.
The follow-up at the end of the game when they talked to Kennedy, it was the best line. He said, God was with them last night.
That's right.
With the win over Texas. Yep. He was with us tonight.
Yep. You ever heard of the statistic, is the lead safe?
No, I've not heard of that.
You put in the score of the one team and the score of the other, and you put in the amount of time left and who has possession of the ball, and it will tell you the percentage possibility that the lead is safe.
Now, where did you find that? How did
it's
you
an
find
old
out
one.
About
it,
that?
It was 2008.
Okay.
It's on the story was on Slate, and I don't know exactly where the calculator is because it's just a little bit of code and math. And it uses statistics. It just says, based on history and how quickly people can score, this is how safe the lead is.
Okay. Well, we'll repeat that next hour, too.
That's yeah, no, the lead was 99.9% safe.
Well, that's it. It just takes that one time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's all it takes.
It's that point one that gets you, baby.
What?
Never left my chair, never turned a channel. The term 2%er comes to mind.
No, I know a lot of people finished the game, but one thought they were going to win.
You just maybe wanted to be tortured. All right, so speaking of tortured, apparently the Democrats are telling Barry, all right, it's time to turn it down. You know, time to take it a rest and go, you know, back to the farm or whatever. However, Bernie has outraised Hillary for the second consecutive month. New numbers that are out. Sanders, $43.5 million in February. Hillary, $30 million. Washington Post reports that Sanders' campaign has raised nearly $140 million from 2 million contributors. Hillary's gotten $161 million overall from about 1 million contributors. So twice as many people buying into Bernie. Again, there are not how many multimillionaires are given to Bernie? Because they're probably not. But
no.
Yeah, never. Less.
Yeah, but a lot of people play the lottery, too. So
that's also
saying,
true.
That's not
yeah.
So, much.
So let's see. The president went to Cuba. I guess he's still in Cuba, right? So he got rained on yesterday. Cruz and Trump didn't waste any time in going after him. In a piece in Politico, Cruz said, quote, political prisoners languishing in dungeons across the island will hear this message. Nobody has your back. You're alone with your tormentors. The world's forgotten about you. There will be no mojitas, I'm sorry. There will be no mojitas at the U.S. Embassy for them. Oh, so they had a little drinky-winky,
the
did they?
Yeah, okay. Tasty.
Okay. On Twitter, Trump said, wow, President Obama just landed in Cuba. Big deal. Raul Castro wasn't even there to greet him. How does that work? He greeted the Pope and others. No respect.
That was the...
Really?
Did you hear Trump talking about it?
No, I did not.
He's like, how does that work? Our people call their people. Our president's coming. Who's meeting?
Yeah.
You're not sending the president? Okay, we're not coming.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's just not do that.
Come on.
It's
bucket list again, what you had said last week or the week before.
Yeah,
he just
it.
Wanted to go to Cuba.
That's it. That way he's got, that's a picture he's got. And you know.
He's a smoker, so he can get the Cubans.
That's right.
He always wanted to try the Cuban cigar.
Yeah, he can do that. The other thing is, I mean, why don't you go to Cuba as the former president after they've built a nice hotel there, you know? I don't think Havana's that great a city. As I recall, they have a whole bunch of really old cars that people have to drive around, right?
Yeah, there's a whole TV show about it.
Yeah, so there. I mean, you know, but that's fine. He got his optics. He got a chance to go to Austin and Cuba in the same week. I mean, who could ask for more than that? So, I don't know if it's a cautionary note that was sounded by Rince Priebus, who's the guy with the funny name, who's the chairman of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
But he talked about what might happen if a GOP White House candidate comes into the party convention just short of the necessary numbers of delegates needed to clinch the nomination. He said history would show when someone's a little bit short, you let the process play out. And if that's close, then that's generally what's happening. Noting that when he ran for his current position, it took 7 ballots before he had enough votes, and he added, nobody gave it to me on the second or third ballot. Well, you, sir, nobody gives a tinker's damn about the Republican national chairman spot. We're talking about the nominee for the party, okay?
I was going to say, is he comparing that to the run for president?
I believe that's what he's trying to do. Yes, I believe that's what he's trying to do.
Just stupid.
Anyway, again, they're trying to come up with all these scenarios so that if they do try to take this away from Trump, they can go, oh, no, 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 there's precedent for this. Don't you understand?
Or is he trying to be the nominee from the party now?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one who's not, and that's Rick Perry. Speculation had escalated on Saturday after a New York Times report had stated that Perry, quote, was suggested as a possible third-party candidate at a meeting of conservative activists that had taken place last Thursday in Washington. Perry's former campaign manager, Jeff Miller, flatly dismissed the notion yesterday. He said, Governor Perry has no interest in running as a third-party candidate. For the good of the country, he wants the GOP to unite around Ted Cruz. So there you are. So I guess Rick won't be a third-party candidate.
He's probably enjoying retirement.
Well, you know, kind of gets to pick and choose a little bit, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
Gets to do what he wants to do. I don't know if this is worth anything, but a study by the Census Bureau found that Donald Trump is the most popular candidate among military personnel. Let that sink in for a moment. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he is trying to bring America to the forefront, not lead from behind. And the military probably likes that idea.
Well, and in terminology, that he speaks the way they understand.
Yes.
Go do this.
Yes,
yes sir.
That's,
okay.
That would be the end of it right there. White, mm-hmm.
I was just laughing.
White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough on Fox News yesterday insisted the president won't back away from the Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland, even if a Democratic candidate wins the White House in November. The president will stand by his nominee. He's unbelievably qualified, yada, yada, yada. Okay. In the meantime, Harry Reid on Meet the Press yesterday said that Republicans will lose Senate seats over their plans to block President Obama's Supreme Court nominee.
I don't think so.
Nope. They're going to exactly. He said they're going to wind up, as a result of this, losing Senate seats they shouldn't have lost. I'm kind of glad they're doing it, but it seems foolish. He added Mitch McConnell, quote, is leading the Senate over the cliff, and I'm telling everybody that's watching this that the senators aren't going to allow it. Okay. Once again, I believe they were calling it the Biden rule. Isn't that correct? Yeah.
Yes,
well,
is.
And Garland even sat around for a little while. Clinton had nominated him to his current position.
Yeah.
And
right.
He hung around for a few months while they decided, do we really even want 12 on the district court?
Uh-huh.
So he's used to waiting.
He is. And, okay, all about optics. That's fine. That's what's going on inside the Beltway. All right, 647.
If you missed our Mower Madness sale at Kairos Truck Center, I've got some good news. Hi, this is David, and because of demand, we've extended our deals on zero-turn mowers from Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. Right now, you can get a zero-turn mower for 0% financing and zero money down. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn mower. We have a great selection, and you can't beat zero. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 26th, it's all about range and pasture grasses. We'll discuss identification, value, and how to produce more of the right species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you need highly skilled help from a craftsman, you call in a specialist. And it's no different in gardening, where we're able to call on special plants with special forms, habits, colors, and textures to fill odd spots in our landscapes. However, to use these plants successfully, you have to know their growth patterns and any special care they might require. I have some of the special spots we all encounter and how best to address them with your plantings. I'll be back with details after this message. Do you have better things to do on weekends besides pulling and killing stubborn weeds? Bayer Advanced has just the right product for you. It's DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer doesn't just kill the existing weeds. It lays down a continuous action weed barrier. It'll keep weeds away for up to 6 months. That's up to 50% longer than the leading brand. It offers a superior value by providing more coverage per package in a 1.3-gallon refillable sprayer system. Not only are you spraying the existing weeds, but also the areas where you do not want weeds to grow. For spraying smaller areas, use a 24-ounce ready-to-use spray bottle. DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer can be used on patios, sidewalks, paths, gravel, and along fence lines. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced. It's better science, better results. Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Ask for it by name. You'll be really happy with the results. Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. What on earth can you do with a space that's 4 feet wide and 60 feet long? We're talking about the space that separates the city's front sidewalk and the curb. As a matter of aesthetics, builders usually set the walks back several feet from the street to break the impact of all the concrete. As a matter of frustration, we try to plant everything from cactus and rock gardens there to huge shade trees in those funny little rectangles. In reality, it probably would be best if you did as little landscaping in the parkway as possible. First of all, you probably don't own that land. It's probably the city's right-of-way, and they can tear out all your plantings if they decide they need to rework the street or the sewer line. From a standpoint of pure landscaping practice, it's probably best to keep that area simple so you don't draw attention unduly away from the rest of your gardens. All of which is to say, turf grass is usually the best answer to parkway plantings. Now, true, you'll also have to mow and edge it, but that's a lot easier than hand-pulling weeds and manual trimming of ground covers and low shrubs. Alleyways can be quite visible. If your neighborhood has rear-entry garages, your alley may be a prime spot for good landscaping. The fact that you have another one of those crazy little spaces 18 or 24 inches wide doesn't make it a lot easier. Usually there's a tall fence involved, which further limits your plant choices. Well, capture the chance, gardener. It's your opportunity to set a great example for all of your neighbors as they drive by. Spend a little extra time and effort developing an attractive ground cover bed or establish a neat and tidy planting of turf grass. Use the fence as a support for an attractive flowering vine that can cascade down both sides leisurely, blooming all the while. Might be Carolina jessamine or wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, or one of the lovely climbing antique roses. If you decide to plant color in the alley, keep it simple. That kind of very symmetrical garden is no place to try the informality of a collection of perennials. Choose instead to use one type of annual flower that will give you a long season of color and maybe replace it then with pansies in the wintertime, but mark them as free for the picking or whatever. Your neighbors will love you. So there are a lot of things you can do with unusual spaces in your landscape. That's the measure of a true gardener, a true educated gardener, how you get through the odd spots. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about when the shade gets too heavy in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M men's basketball was down 12 with 44 seconds left. Exploded to close the gap. Forced an OT. And then another OT.
It's 92-88. Inbound the house. He gets it, and he's dribbling away, and the game will end. And A&M has, in two overtimes, has beaten them 92-88. Oh, man alive. Never thought it.
Led by Alex Caruso's 25 points and 22 more from Daniel House in the second half and overtime, the third-seed Aggies defeated the Panthers 92-88 in double overtime last night. House was asked about the explanation as for the comeback.
We played hard. Me and my brothers just played so hard. Like, we didn't want the season to end, so we laid it all on the floor for one another, and we came up victorious.
In other action, Buddy Hield scored 19 of his 36 points in the final 8 minutes to help number 2 Oklahoma hold off number 10 VCU 85-81. So A&M advances to take on Oklahoma in the NCAA West Region semifinals Thursday at the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. The only way you can describe this year's tournament is topsy-turvy. The West number one seed Oregon, Syracuse, Oklahoma, Maryland, Villanova, Wisconsin, A&M, and Notre Dame advanced to the Sweet 16 round of the tournament with victories yesterday. The tournament resumes Thursday with a round of 16 in Louisville and Anaheim. Atlantic Coast Conference is the big winner, landing six teams in the Sweet 16. Duke, Miami, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Virginia, Syracuse represent the most of any conference ever in the Sweet 16. A&M women are looking for their seventh trip to the Sweet 16 as the four-seed Aggies host number 5 Florida State this evening at 5:30 at Reed in the NCAA second-round games. The game is broadcast on ESPN2. You can catch, of course, all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. By the way, Baylor advanced to the Sweet 16 for the eighth straight year with an 84-52 win over Auburn. We'll hop over to the diamond now, where the number 3 Aggie baseball team launched 8 runs in the top of the fourth and then fought off a hard-charging Auburn Tigers team for the rest of the game to take a 12-10 decision in the rubber match Sunday at Plainsman Park. A&M returns to action Tuesday when they host A&M Corpus Christi at 6:30. With the win, the Aggs improved to 18-2 on the season, and they are 2-1 in the SEC. We'll keep it on the diamond, where the number 10 Aggie softball team tallied 9 runs on 9 hits Sunday as the Aggies upset number 4 LSU 9-5 to win the series at the Aggie softball complex. Aggie coach Joe Evans.
Thought our kids played hard. I love the way we came out and fought today. You know, we had our backs against the wall after a pretty poor performance the day before, and LSU a great performance, and to come out today and take charge, win a big game at home, and to win the series against a really great ball club. I'm proud of our team.
The Aggies return to action Friday against number 12 Georgia for a 3-game set in Athens. That game's scheduled for 5 o'clock. In the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki scored 40 points Sunday to lead the Mavericks over the Portland Trailblazers 132-120 in overtime. In NASCAR action, Jimmy Johnson pulled away in overtime also to beat Kevin Harvick for the Southern California native's record 6th NASCAR Sprint Cup victory at Fontana. And Jason Day won the first PGA Tour event of the year by going wire-to-wire to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational by one shot over Kevin Chappelle. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to experience the John Deere difference for yourself. Join us at our Navasota location for a Drive Green event on Saturday, April 2nd from 10 to 1. It's your chance to test drive John Deere equipment and save on one-day-only deals. Get $500 off compact and utility tractors and $250 off turf and utility equipment. Visit cptractor.com. Must register day of Drive Green event to qualify for coupon offers. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
The look, the scope, the selections that you have now from Amish Furniture for Generations is tremendous compared to just maybe 2 or 3 years ago. This has really been a strong, strong market in the furniture world because we're talking solid wood furniture, bench built by Amish craftsmen, and now designed for today's living. It's a great combination. It's a great time for you to have a look at what's new from the show at Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent's brought back some new items. He has some new information about what's out there, what's available. And as always, you get a chance to customize that piece of furniture just for you, whatever you need, whether it's for your home, for your office, outdoor furniture. They have that as well. So stop in and see them, and you'll find furniture for your dining room, your bedroom, your family room. Exquisite, handcrafted pieces, solid wood that does transform furniture into heirlooms. All made in the U.S. and all made by hand. Have a look at them. They're located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. If you want some more information, give them a call at 260-5050. Amish Furniture for Generations.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at AggielandHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This Saturday, with the blustery winds, instead of sitting my kid in front of the TV, we went and made something, actually several somethings, at Mentors and Makers. At Mentors and Makers, you have a well-equipped shop at your disposal to make things they never even imagined possible. Families have the opportunity to make memories that last. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I found the coolest place to spend some time with my kiddo. It's at Mentors and Makers. My daughter and I learned to use a laser cutter, etched a picture of ourselves on an old scrap piece of wood that's now more like a keepsake and maybe even a Mother's Day present. This spring break, the kids can spend the day learning, but in a fun way, how to use a laser cutter to make their very own creative works. or maybe even the ancient art of leather and woodworking. Learn first to 21st century skills at Mentors and Makers. The mentors are there to help. Oh, and by the way, you won't believe the Easter project they have planned for families. You'll never look at Holy Week the same, and your family will be using it to celebrate Christ's resurrection for years to come. Look for Mentors and Makers on Facebook and mentorsandmakers.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works, located on the freeway between University and Bryant.